So due to lack of quorum, we are suspending the rules. And we're going to allow you to do a 10-minute presentation so that you're
Eddie.
Yeah.
I'm particular about who I eat with.
Eddie.
No. Next message coming to you. And if you'd like to give us an overview of the program. Now, I do need to tell you that my daughter was up at Junior Achievement a couple weeks ago with a fifth grade class from William Henry.
Yeah.
And she made the comment that she thinks that somehow, some way, Dad, you should figure a way to get it down here in Dover.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. We are working on a plan to go to Sussex County, and I guess this shoot ahead to that. On page 4, which would make it a little easier for students on either side of the Penn to choose to go to Sussex for women. So. Good morning. Good afternoon.
How are you, sir?
Good. Mike Carney.
Mr. Hudson, just FYI, we've suspended the rules for this because due to lack of a quorum, but Mr. Carney, who is Governor Carney's brother, has given us a quick overview of Junior Achievement, and I just shared with him that my daughter thinks that we should bring it here because I think a local location would be a great success, and he's heard me say that.
Yeah.
And that's Mr. Hudson. He's our assistant city manager.
Oh, nice.
There's a big building on 13 in Wilmington, isn't there?
That's us. JD Campus. Yes, sir.
I pass by it every day going on.
Have you ever visited there?
Huh?
Have you ever visited?
No, just there across the street from the
ShopRite.
Yes, sir.
You should stop there.
522.
It's really cool.
We can make that happen. Someday.
Okay.
On your way home, if you come home a little early one day or leave late.
Well, I get off here at 3:30.
Oh, so
temporarily.
4:30, I can take you around at 5:30, 5 o'clock.
Just curiosity,
yes.
In relation to where your building is, where's the new stadium supposed to go?
You know, that's exactly where, I'm not sure, but
I know it's near there.
Yeah, if you look into our building, it's right to the right. I mean, it's right to the right.
Is the sap what there was a there's an empty lot,
big giant lot.
And then there's also like a look at maybe it was a gas station or
yep,
some kind of
and then the other place you may know is Hacks is right up the street from there.
Then
Hacks is a fun place for adults.
They're not gonna get rid of that.
I don't think so. It might bring up more business with all the basketball going on.
So, What I forgot to ask you
yes.
The last time we talked, have you ever had any interaction with the College of Business at Delaware State University?
Have not. However, we have a great relationship with them. We were just, I came from there today. We had our Get Set program where we worked with, we had 80 students with intellectual difficulties, high on the autism spectrum. There was a job skills, so they were doing setting the tables, folding silverware, certain coins, shredding mail, separating mail, stuffing shelves, all those menial jobs that they're available to do. So we have a great relationship, and that's something that we can certainly reach out to and talk to them.
The dean at Delaware State University of the College of Business, Dean Covington, Donna Covington.
Yes.
Is really
Donna was, she was instrumental in getting, so we have that conversation. And they are part of the Finance Park simulation. And they have a kiosk in Finance Park. Why don't I just start there?
Yeah.
So at Junior Achievement, and Mr. Hudson's going to come up and check us out soon. And you're certainly welcome. I'm sorry, Mr. What's your first name again?
David. Yeah.
So in the building there, we have two tracks, two simulations.
Okay.
One is financial literacy, where students learn all about from a checkbook to credit scores to credit itself, buying a car, getting a mortgage, getting insurance. and then they go through a 21 line item budget, all on a tablet. So they'll get, and before they get there, they get 12 classroom sessions in the classroom at their school, taught by our teachers in our curriculum. So that's where Bell State was going to come in, and they were going to infuse some of their students into that program and work with us there. So the students come after 12 weeks in the classroom, they come to JA, and their Kirby Hudson has three kids, makes $100,000 a year, and they got to go through these line items and balance the budget. And then another one comes in at Mike Carney, two kids, making $40,000 a year, same task. Mr. Hugg comes through, David's got to do the same thing on $120,000 with one child. So they all have a different persona, a different perspective of going through these line items where they got to buy groceries, they got to buy a house, some will get declined on their mortgage, some will have to buy a car, some will have to rent a car, some will have to take public transportation. So it's that whole life scenario of things all wrapped up on your tablet.
Help me understand a little better. The students who come through your program, are they students with special needs and requirements, or are they just...
They're just everyday students.
They make a decision in their school that they want to pursue JA? Is that how it works?
And maybe I confused you. When we were at Dell State today, we were having a special event working with them.
Yeah,
so if you take out the students served by county, these are all the schools that, you know, we've been doing this in Delaware for 60 years. So we have a lot of relationships with all these elementary high schools up and down the state. So they automatically bring their students every year. That's where we get our feeding from. So that's pretty...
Does the student express an interest in going out of
They'll bring the whole class.
You bring the whole class.
Yeah, so Finance Park's more for 7th graders. BizTown is more for 5th graders.
Okay.
Yeah, so BizTown, after Finance Park, the other option is BizTown when you're in 5th grade, 6th grade. You come to Junior Achievement again after 12 week lessons in the classroom by our instructors. You come to BizTown and you learn how to run a business. There'll be a CFO and a COO in each operation. They'll learn about company culture, what it's like to work there, what's expected, what are some of the different salary packages, and then they'll run that business. So perfect example is Tidewater Utilities is one of the businesses that has a kiosk there. So kids will go to the one ads in the paper, they'll apply for a job, this is back in the classroom, they'll get that job, and then they'll come to JA as, let's say, a water guy from Tidewater Utilities. Every kiosk in the BizTown has a little meter reading, so they'll go around, they got hard hats on and little jackets, and they'll take the static reading, they'll turn it, take it back to the office, they'll turn gallons into dollars, and then they'll send everybody in the all the different kiosks a bill. So same with, there's an attorney, there's a prothonotary, there's a mayor, city council, they'll have to take a vote on a certain thing, the news journal's there, WDSD, which is I think now iHeartRadio, public safety, Newcastle County Board of Records, county, public safety and recorder of deeds. There's a print shop. So there's all these different businesses that are sponsored by other like businesses.
So every fifth grader in the school district has to go through this program?
Not quite.
Okay.
Just the ones that are signed up. We'd like it to be that way. And working with Dell Tech and the Department of Education, we're trying to get all students in eighth grade to go through Finance Park. That's our first benchmark.
That would make sense. It's amazing how many young people graduate from high school don't know how to write a check or don't know how to make change or don't have a bank account.
Well, and even now it's more evolved than that, but they don't understand debt. They don't understand credit. They don't understand what it's like to get a loan. So they go through that process. They don't know what a credit score is. Mm-hmm. A lot of adults don't know what a credit score is. So if you've never borrowed, you may never come across it. So,
in terms of on the facility side, if you were to bring the program in a more intense manner to Kent County, what do you need to do that? When you say you're Wilmington, if you're going to Sussex, what
Well, we,
is it
what we
space
do,
or is it what is it?
Available space, and then you know, financial support to build out a space like we have up at similar. We're not going as elaborate. What the plan is in Sussex County is to go to Georgetown Dell Tech in one of their classrooms or a big stretch of rooms, actually set up small kiosks like, you know, the office partitions. Mm-hmm. You could do it that simple. You know, you could have 10 different finance agencies along that. You could have your banking, you could have home repairs, and then you have sponsors to back them all up. So Bolden Brothers does home improvements that, you know, Delmarva Power does energy.
Okay.
Gas, fuel and gas is Delaware City. So, but our big push is to go to Sussex County. We've written a grant to Longwood Foundation, and we're waiting to hear, you know, and it'll probably, you know, it's probably a couple $100,000 to get that done.
Just kind of a one-time, pretty much a one-time investment with just normal operating, or is it an annual investment?
It's a two-year arrangement, and then, you know, we'll have to carry it from there through sponsorship. Schools actually, you know, Capital School District will pay us when their kids come through, you know, so much per student.
Is it, to get this. Picking up on the mayor's earlier comment, it would seem to me that, you know, we have this Economic Development and International Business Center, or whatever it's called, at Dell State, and it seems like there's an infrastructure available out there, and I don't know about the facility space, but you know, I should limit it to Dell State, because both Dell State, Wilmu, and Dell Tech have all kind of created these job-focused
pathways.
Yeah.
We're part of that, sure.
Yeah, and it's kind of, and all of them, including Wesley and to a lesser degree, the university, but are interested in it, assuming a greater role in Delaware. They've, particularly Wilmington University, has kind of felt like they've been, by their own design, not necessarily by anything we've done, but kind of isolated from the greater community, and they're really reaching out. You saw the article in the News Journal the other day.
Yeah.
They're really kind of reaching out to establish an identity and a purpose, if you will.
Sure.
In Dover, and I would think that getting something like that to happen in Dover would not be all that difficult. I mean, maybe I'm underestimating what it would take, but.
No, it would probably help to come to see what we have up there, think about scaling it back, and what it would take to do that. You know, space is a consideration for sure. And then the different kiosks, how to dress them up, how to man them, making sure that, you know, you have volunteers there every week to do them. We do that now, so that's not something out of the normal. So let's just say when Capital Elementary School comes to Biztown, they'll bring 5 or 10 parents, they'll bring 3 or 4 different teachers and some of our volunteers, and then our staff will help manage the event for 4 hours.
One of the things that I've seen that a space that Kent County Levy Court's put aside for a business incubator that ain't incubating anything. And my thoughts are, as a member of the Kent Economic Partnership, we're morphing along with the Kent Greater Kent Committee into a different animal.
Yeah,
and that space, I'm wondering if it wouldn't be wise for us, that's been set aside as an incubator for the Kent Economic Partnership, it might not be a place that you might be able to do a small version of junior achievement, so that you all have a presence here, and that would be a good thing to incubate there. And I'm wondering if it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to, for you or somebody to take Mr. Carney out there, because I think a permanent presence is what we're looking for, and they've got space, extra space that's not doing anything.
Well, space is very critical. That's for sure.
You know, and we could roll it into part of the role of the Kent Economic Partnership. And I need to tell you that, and I think, I don't know if we discussed that when we were at 33 West, the new replacement for Dito, we kind of feel that in Kent County we need to have our own supplemental group to look out for Dover and Smyrna and Buffer and the rest of Kent County. So that's why we partnered with Kent Economic Partnership. But I think that would be an ideal spot because it has not incubated anything
other than
dust on the floor in there. And it's a really a nice space that I think that would be a good...
Comparing it to this size room, how...
It's probably...
Four times?
Yeah, I would think
maybe time and a half. Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's divided. I mean, it was designed to be incubator space for small business, so it's divisible into kind of little pods, if you will. The advantage you have out there, obviously, is there's parking. It's easy to get to, and it's a public building that's got, you know, security and what have you. So, from the standpoint of being able to operate in it, you know, unless you're doing something after hours, which doesn't sound like you would necessarily be, it might, I agree with you, it might very well fit. And I top of my head, I don't have a sense of how big it is, and I've been in it, but I don't.
But I think that's something that we could arrange to at least, you know, take a look at.
What's the general thought that you're trying to establish, just so we're on the same page with that? Because what we want to do is we want to create, or these pathways are already being created with Del Tech, and we want to make sure that students are engaged with them. You know, so whether it's biopharmaceutical or diesel mechanics, you know, those two wide extremes, that they're following and realize that there's that pathway, whether it's finance or marketing, whether it's a power plant for jet engines or framing, how about even processing plants, you know, that they're careers that are good paying jobs. And we want to make sure that students have a better understanding that not every student is cut out for a university or college alike.
Right.
I mean, it's just the way it is. And we do a bad job of guiding counseling, and it starts with the counselors at schools, that's all they do is, you got to go to college, you got to get a 4-year, you got to make, and next thing you know, they're getting out with $150,000, $1,000 a month mortgage payment, and they can't invest in the market, they can't invest in their house. They're invested in their education.
So
that's already behind them.
I would understand that that would be the pickup for Del Tech. But the basics, as you talk about, that junior achievement teaches financial responsibility, you know, certainly could help. Certainly could begin in that incubator spot.
Yeah, I would think your fifth, sixth, and seventh grade aspects could very easily occupy and use that space because it seems to me this is more basic work and life skills training, as opposed to when you get up here into the career fusion and job shadow and whatever. Now you're really helping the student understand, you know, what a high steel welder does and what they make, or what, you know, an aircraft mechanic makes, or how they, what's training and all they have to have. But back here in this, you know, sixth grade, seventh grade, fifth grade.
That's exactly what those two simulations do. They work with fifth and sixth and seventh graders.
And that to me, I mean, that's a place that I know is available or is vacant, at least I should say it's available, but it's not being
it's
used.
It's not doing what it was originally intended.
Right, I don't know what the sense of the county, levy court, or county administrator, I mean, they're all involved in your program.
Well, if we tie it to the Kent Economic Partnership,
they're probably going to be supported.
Most surely, because that's what they put it aside for, and that's how that program is being run. So my wish would be that we, either you or I or both of us, help Mike up with those, you know, at least go out and take a look at the space there.
Well, if you look at the schools that we service in Kent County.
I saw like 400 or 500 people, just students just out of there.
I'm sure there's room for growth that we can get from almost 2,400 to 5 or 6 thousand.
Now, do you serve Kent County, Maryland, and Caroline?
No, just Cecil. Yeah, that's our franchise district. Cecil County, the three counties of Delaware and Salem County.
So, do they have Junior Cheese Mill in Salisbury?
Yes, they do. Yes. It's I guess a Western Maryland or Southeastern Maryland.
Salisbury State.
Well, Salisbury, the junior achievement in that area would be considered Southeastern Maryland, I guess, or Southwestern Maryland. I don't know exactly, but there is a Salisbury, Maryland JA. I don't know if it's called that or not, or.
Just in rough, sort of rough looking here, there's sense that there's 1,400 students out of the capital that have been in the program here, just looking down this list, and I might have missed one or two, but just looking at some of those numbers are pretty significant. We sort of look, you know, William Henry with 160, Early College High School, which is over 200. I mean, those are in capital, or certainly in Dover. And would be ideal.
We could probably do some more in Smyrna. You know, you'd have to look at this and say, okay, we're getting 2,400 students now that don't mind the drive up to Wilmington. What's the upside? What's the, you know what I mean? Like, what are we going to get if we're here?
Yeah. So, the Dover schools, if the Kent County building or something like that was, you know, was a suitable site. It's 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away from most of the schools. It's not a huge travel trip for.
We need the kids from Sussex County, Georgetown.
Yeah.
Rehoboth. That's Sussex Central. But you might be able to pick up the other school districts like Woodbridge and Laurel and Seaford and Indian River.
Caesar Rodney General. Rodney and Lake Forest.
And Lake Forest.
Yeah, which are Kent County districts.
Which would be very beneficial, the type of program that you're talking about, you know, learning finances and then moving on into fiscal labor.
But how far is the Georgetown Del Tech from here?
38 miles.
So about 40, 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's taking almost an hour.
Yeah, by the time you get through Milford and
you get down the highway.
That's where I believe that this, where they're looking to go at Sussex is to that Del Tech site.
Where the Owens site.
Yeah, right there. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good central site in Sussex County, but it is, if you're coming from Smyrna, it's a pretty long hike.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's 54 miles.
So it would definitely have advantages to have all three counties represented, mm-hmm. But I guess you'd have to weigh out, where's the better place to put it, you know? I guess that's, my boss has already determined that they want to put it in Sussex County. Not to say that you couldn't put one here, but it would take, you know, it would take some resources to get that done. And space being one of the biggest parts of that.
Do you, when you use space like in Wilmington or Georgetown or whatever, are you looking for donated space, free space, or?
It would have to be donated.
So it's like you're
or sponsored.
Or sponsored, okay.
To so see the county, KEP. That's right. Already sponsored that spot there, and it's
yeah. Not,
it's
the county's eating the capital cost of the building and all that, so it's not like there's a rental use.
Right, and that would be another tchotchke that they could say, look, we're sponsoring Junior Achievement.
Oh, it would be incredible, and what else you would get is you would get every school down here to participate, and more classes instead of just fifth graders, you would get fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth.
So
you might even be able to merge it into the high schools.
Why don't we
get some numbers? That's what my boss is going to want. He's going to want to know of all the elementary, middle, and high schools, all the ranges that we hit, how many is that? You know what I'm saying?
Total school population for those numbers?
For those classes.
K could do that, right?
Yeah,
I get close. I mean, you know,
it's school board.
Are you amazing?
She used to be.
No, I'm saying former school board.
Yeah.
My son's a president.
I will say, you got an accent as well, so.
I didn't know that.
He could get that.
It's a power grab, man. It's a power grab. Yeah, my wife's vice president of the Friends of Old Dover. My son's president of the school board. I'm mayor.
Okay.
Look out.
Any more kids looking around to take over?
Yeah. We're having, you know, we have one every Saturday night. Dynasty, dynasty. So, yeah, we could get you the school population numbers on. What grades do you want now?
So, we fourth. So, fourth would be, and I can send you a little email about it. Fourth, fifth, and sixth for Biztown. Seventh, eighth, nine, and ten for Finance Park. And then you have our entrepreneurship program for 11th and 12th.
So
even if we went there with our entrepreneurship program into that space, it would be phenomenal.
Have you ever heard of Mini Society? Kids in the elementary schools of Capital School District have a program that they do first, second, third, and fourth grade called Mini Society. And the kids develop a product, they develop marketing, they develop sales.
That's our third. We have three pillars: work readiness, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. So if you look down here on the right-hand green box, by 2021, we want to have 1,000 students in the JA Company program. And I'm going to say this year there's probably 400.
So maybe we could set that in.
I taught the course at Howard Votech this past year on Thursday. Had a great group of kids, and I'd say only one of them was college ready, and ever will be. But the other four were awesome kids that could make a great career for themselves out of a career. You know, here's what they came up with. Right, the first week, Jordan says to me, he goes, "Mr. Carney," he says, "when we want to go to the laboratory or to the bookstore or to the library, and we go up to the front of the room and we have to sign out, it takes 5 to 6, 8 minutes. It disrupts the class. The teacher has to get involved." He said, "when we want to come up with this product, you see the rubber bands, have different sayings on it, give peace a chance and all that. Well, they have them with chips in them now. It's called Near Field Communications." So Jordan was big into this. So he created a chip where you would go up to a terminal. We bought the terminal. You would go up. You would put your chip into the, it's like the tap. Like when you go into a secured area, and you just tap your card on it, and then the door is unlocked. That's what it does. Boom. So that student leaves the room. It has GPS, so they know when they left, where they went, and how long they're away for. Now, I had no idea that students would go to the bathroom in every class just to get out of class, So now, at the end of the day, they know, what's really going on with that student. If there's ever an emergency, a fire, or who knows the things that are going on today with that, they know right where any kids that are missing are. So, and that was their project for the year. So we developed it all the way through to the end, and then we took third in the junior achievement, what we call the Barracuda Bowl.
So, what I'm going to ask you to do, Mr. Hogue, is if you have K Research's figures, and why don't we get a hold of Greg Moore or Mike Pettidemont and arrange for ourselves. When are you going to be back down this way again?
I come down most Tuesdays. I don't know what my schedule is next week, but
I'll let you work that out with Mr. Hogue, and a Tuesday we'll go out there and check that space out.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Send me a little email about the population numbers that you need so we make sure we get them to you in the right format. I'll try and get some early information about, how big that space is and, that kind of thing, because I don't off the top of my head, number of cubicles.
If it's usable or workable, Mike will be able to tell us if you get him the square footage off of that.
Yeah.
But Mike Pettidemont should be.
I'm actually open next Tuesday, and then I have the following. The 8th I'm not, but the first I could come down, and I probably will set up some appointments around that if that works out.
So next Tuesday is the first.
The first, yeah. some things scheduled, but I'm going to look at the calendar and get, I'll definitely communicate with you. Is this something we need to run by Mr. Banna or not?
Run it through Mike first.
And just you know, just so you guys know, Mike Pettit's a man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a family friend. His mom and my mom were friends from Chester.
Okay.
So when I first started coming to Dover, I met at them at Levy Court. Were you there, Mayor?
I might have been.
Judy was there. Petty Jermaine was there.
Brooks Banna.
Brooks Banna was there. There was five or six. So I did the whole pitch then. And, you know, this was going back probably 6-8 months ago when I, you know, in the beginning of the school year. But, you know, we could start off slow and really work. We could really work on that innovation space and get students right away next year doing a company program there. These guys aren't listening to the thing.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm multitasking.
He's multitasking. I'm not. I'm asking a question.
No, I'm just kidding around.
He's in flux right now, so it's best just because I won't be able to go on Tuesday with you.